This is SQPN, the StarQuest Production Network, leading the way.
Listening to Catholic Weekend, episode number 266 for the week ending Saturday, April 4th, 2015. Holy Saturday, Batman. Good morning. I am Jeff Nielsen, also known as Captain Jeff. And joining me this morning from Conyers, Georgia, the lovely Maria Johnson.
Hello.
You scared me. I thought I'd had you on mute still because you didn't say anything. Okay. Hello, Maria. We missed you. And
oh, thank you.
We are, and here's somebody else. Mocha.
The troll guy. Hi.
My name is Steve Nelson, and I'm pleased to be here.
Thank you.
And, hey, I forgot my name after all these years.
And it even says it right there in front of me. From Montana, we have Father Corey Stika.
Good morning, everyone, and a blessed trade of womb to everyone.
Ooh, fancy words there.
Fancy.
Looks like just in the nick of time, somebody else has arrived to make herself present, and it is the Catholic drinky, Sarah Fabulous.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. Excellent. So I think that does us all. We're all introduced now. So. Anyway.
How about you? Who are you?
I'm Captain Jeff. I said that at the very beginning.
Oh, did you? I'd never pay attention.
I know you don't. So happy Holy Saturday, everyone.
We wait.
Yep.
Yes. The Holy Triduum. Love that word. And what does that mean, Father Corey?
Means 3 days. Uh-huh. The 3 days. Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and, well, we say Easter Sunday, but Easter Vigil, mm-hmm. basically. Holy Saturday, the Easter Vigil.
Very good. So, sorry we weren't here last week. I missed doing the show, but we had some other business to tend to, but... I'm glad that we're back again here this week, and thanks to everybody who is in the chat room as well. Hello, everyone. Thanks for...
We haven't lost our audience, huh?
Nope, not yet.
Not
give us a chance, though. So, Maria, you haven't been with us for a little while, so what's been up with you?
Well, I had what appears to have been a TIA, a transient ischemic attack, which is a mini stroke. And, so it was scary. So maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. But, I just wanted to talk a little bit about it and let you guys know what it is and how I'm doing and how to be careful, how to look for some warning signs of an impending stroke, guys. Wow.
Well, so I kind of feel bad because this occurred right after we had met with the Archdiocese of Atlanta. Maria and I had a meeting with the communications director, and then, you know, after seeing me, apparently that was enough to send her off into a stroke.
It induced a stroke. Well, I live on the extreme other end of where the chancery is. So I was driving home. In fact, you know where I was? I was passing by Six Flags. I had just gotten onto 20. And I thought that I was getting a migraine because I do suffer from migraines. And I started losing a little bit of my vision, getting some sparkly lights going on in one of my eyes. And I remember I was just so sad that I was going to be going into the weekend with a migraine. And so I kept driving, and it was getting worse. And when I hit the exit for my home, I had lost all the vision in that eye, and it was creeping into my left eye. Mm. And so I was afraid that I wasn't going to be able to see anymore. But I didn't have any accompanying pain or anything like that. And I remember all of those dumb emails that I get all the time as forwards from my parents. My father especially was, you know, a lover of sending all email forwards all the time. So I'm driving down the highway and I'm sticking my tongue out and I'm trying to smile and squinching my eyes thinking, am I having a stroke? Am I having a stroke? So finally I called my husband and I said, listen, I'm closer to you than I am to the hospital. So you better be dressed and ready to take me. And I just as I got home, I lost my vision. So
it's gonna be terrifying.
Yeah, it was really, really scary. And so he took me to the ER, and I'm so happy to know. I didn't know it at the time, but our hospital is stroke certified. Mm. So I came into the ER, and I said, I think I'm having a stroke, and bam, they didn't even process me in. It just took me to the back and started
doing
all kinds of
evaluation. Started slapping you.
Yeah, yeah. They did all kinds of things because there's a medication called TPA, and I don't know what it stands for, and I probably couldn't pronounce it anyway. But it's a real powerful blood thinner. And if they administer it within a couple of hours of a stroke, it reverses the damage or
wow.
keeps it at bay. And so they ran me into a CT scan, and they had me looking at a neurologist within 20 minutes.
That's awesome.
I mean, that was really that quick. And so Jeff is very pleased to know that I don't have brain damage.
But you know what? We really can't tell. We can't really tell. So
we can't tell. So there was no damage, and they determined at the time that it was a TIA, that it was this transient ischemic attack, because it's transient and it really just happens over the course of an hour. And if it's not severe, it reverses itself. So there was no damage. There was no residual effects of it. So I'm on a aspirin regimen, and went and had a second opinion with a neurological team here in town, and they think it might be ocular migraines instead of a TIA. So, ooh. You know, so that could be something that we're looking at over the next few months.
So as a public service announcement here, so what is it that we should be paying attention to, the possibility of suffering something like you went through?
Well, any numbing, especially on one part of your body, is one of the signs. Losing your vision, losing your speech, losing your ability to use, parts of your body, an arm, a leg, things like that. Go quickly. Mm-hmm.
And, I think my mom suffered from some of those years ago, and she would just start. I didn't actually hear her doing this, but from what I was told by other family members is that she'd just start talking, and then all of a sudden it would just be nonsense. You know, just words that didn't have. Yeah.
One of the things that can happen. In my case, it was my eye, and I was numb on the right side of my face.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So it's really, really, really scary.
Well, we're glad you are better, Tia Maria.
Me?
So.
Inevitable. Inevitable.
We even told him not to say it.
Yeah, I know. But I'm at the controls. See, I can mute all of you.
Telling Jeff not to say it is like inviting him to say it multiple times. So I'm glad to be back, and here I am.
Excellent. So glad to have you back with us.
Me too.
This seems like the first time in a long time that we've had all of us.
I know.
No, yeah, by the way,
traveling.
Yeah, the Steve and Father Corey did a fantastic show, just the two of you.
We did.
Well, thank you. It turned out very well.
That was fun.
It's rough when Jeff shows up and it's just Jeff.
I forgot to do something during the show, though. Since I don't have Jeff's soundboard, in case we had a train wreck, I had my train whistle. I was going to
Oh, I love that.
Oh, that's better. Let's do that.
That is so awesome.
Uh-oh. Jeff is digging in his bag of goodies. What is this?
I'm going to do that.
Oh, you have
to. All right, I feel like everybody on the show needs to go to Amazon right now and order their own, so that when we have a moment, we can do it in unison.
I'm not sure our audience.
I'm going to Amazon right now.
Not sure our audience.
True fans will show up with those at the CNMC.
There we go.
Oh, yes.
Oh, we should get Catholic Weekend ones. I'm sure that someone sells them out there. We could get them, like,
get
branded. Yeah. We have to get them branded right because it's wood, correct?
Yeah, so it needs wood, to be. Just get someone that can engrave them. I mean, that's not real at all.
Like, really branded, like with fire. Like,
Oh, yeah.
The official.
Nielsen Designs. Get to work.
The official Catholic Weekend train wreck whistle.
I love it.
Oh yeah, you can get them super cheap on Amazon.
Oh, she's already looking.
Order one for me while you're at it.
Oh my, look what you've started.
That's right, bring your train whistle to the CNMC and we'll autograph it.
That'll be so much fun.
It'll be a very limited edition. We'll probably have like five of them.
Yeah. Four of them ours.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, my. Well, yeah, that will be fun. We should do that. Father Corey, what have you been up to besides co-hosting shows with Steve?
Well, Holy Week stuff.
Oh,
is that, last week. Is that close by? I mean, yeah.
Yeah, we're kind of in the middle of it, you know. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute, we're at the end of it. it's been the busy week that I expected it to be. Just good stuff going on, of course, you know. I always love the liturgies of Holy Week. I mean, they're busy, and you know, I'm sitting there trying to remember everything that's going on, but they're just wonderful. They're just beautiful, you know. Holy Thursday with the Mass of our Lord's Supper, Good Friday, the remembrance of his passion, a veneration of the cross. Tonight, Easter Vigil with the fire. And yes, we do a real fire. We've got a little courtyard here between the church and the rectory, and we set up a fire pit, and that's always a lot of fun because you get to play with fire. so I love it. I've always loved the Easter Vigil. And, you know, in case, you know, someone might ask, yes, I do all seven readings. Yeah, yes. Do a cut down version. You know, there's so many priests that, oh, it takes so long and we need to cut it. No. One time a year, you can do the full long version. If people don't like it, there's Easter Sunday.
Yeah. I've never been to a vigil mass with all seven verses read. That's cool.
Oh, wow.
My church does not do that. They do the minimum.
They do the four. Yeah, four of them, the epistle and the gospel, probably.
But I'm thankful because we have so many people that get brought into the church, the cathedral. So if we did all seven readings, like, I mean, the baptisms, the confirmations alone take a really long time.
Cathedral doesn't do the seven. That's really a shame.
As it is, it's 2.5 or 3 hours without doing all seven.
One time.
Three hours.
You know, but you know, the thing is, all seven, you know, you add the extra, what, three or four extra readings, it maybe takes 5 minutes, 10 minutes. It really doesn't save that much time.
Well, I mean, whatever.
It also
requires it to be in other languages because they do.
Oh, yes, that's right. We have to have. Yeah. I don't want to get started on that. We had an issue with that in this diocese where it really didn't turn out very well. But anyways.
Sure. Maybe we could talk about that one day, though, because I would love to hear your point of view.
I don't know if I want to get into that so much. But if it's done well, it can work. But anyways, yeah, so it's been a good week. It's been a busy week. One thing, I'll admit this. I like to sleep in. I really do. And one nice thing about this is I get to sleep in a couple of days this week that I normally don't, because Holy Thursday's in the evening, Good Friday's in the afternoon, you know, Saturday is Saturday. So, I mean, it's pretty nice. I get a couple of days, a little extra sleep. I like that.
Yay.
And we made you get up early this morning to be on the show.
I know, terrible.
I'm sorry. Oh, man.
I've had sort of a weird experience at my parish here in Tulsa. So it was built in the early 70s, and it's got that sort of real plain look. Mm-hmm. There's no statues. There's no stained glass windows. There's no prominent crucifix or anything like that. Oh. Well, over the last few weeks or month or so, they've remodeled it and made it more traditional inside.
Cool.
So it's got some life-size statues of Mary and Joseph, and it, and they've done a lot of good work, and they've got mm-hmm. a new big altar that's made out of marble and everything like that.
Mm-hmm. So, pretty.
So I walk in there, and the church is less plain now than it would have been last year. So even though it's supposed to be Good Friday, everything's bare, it actually is more ornate than the last time I was in there. So it's kind of a weird juxtaposition. It's like, wait a minute, it's supposed to be plain and ugly, but this is beautiful. You know?
Yeah. Well, when it's plain, it's more beautiful.
Yeah. So I can't wait to see how they decorate it.
I bet it'll be fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, hey.
Long time coming. The church needed it.
I bet. Yeah, ours is, well, we just finished it. Oh, are we done?
We have, well, we're not finished with the show yet, Maria.
Come on. Wow, that was quick.
Yeah.
That was
okay,
like,
picks of the week. Picks of the week. See ya. AirlinePilotGuy.com. No. That means it's our first break. And that is, of course, Alan Marchand and his band playing Punxsutawney Phil. Ah. I love hearing that music.
Me too.
All right.
That's not how you dance to it, though.
I'm sorry. Well, don't ask me how to dance to anything.
Dance like a groundhog.
How do you dance like a groundhog?
Did you ever see Caddyshack?
Doesn't go over.
Okay, order in the court here. I'm supposed to be talking about the fact that this show
is brought
to you by people like you, not the people that are on the show, but people are listening to the show. Isn't that what the PBS thing says? Brought to you by people like you, listeners like you, who have been contributing their hard-earned money to the StarQuest Production Network over all of these years. And
don't quit your day job.
Yeah. Shut up. Man, you guys are rough this morning.
I derailed you.
Yeah.
Blow the whistle, Father.
Yeah.
Everybody roll over to Amazon.com.
All aboard.
Buy your train whistle.
Yeah,
exactly.
Use the SQPN affiliate link in order to do so.
Exactly. That's what you need to do. Even if it's a very cheap purchase, it still helps.
That's what I did. I just bought two. One for me, one for Maria. $7 each. SQPN affiliate link.
Wow. There you go. There's a great example of how you can help out the StarQuest Production Network by heading over to our site, clicking on the Amazon links, and then doing your shopping, and some of that will go toward SQPN. And you can become a friend of SQPN, and an easy way to do that is to head over to sqpn.com/donate, and there you'll have some really handy, convenient little buttons to push, and you can link that to your PayPal account and give us a monthly donation or a one-time donation if you prefer. So, and finally, we have the option of, if you need hosting, web hosting, like Miss Sarah, man, maybe I'm the one having a stroke right now.
Smile. Stick your tongue out.
Okay.
For those not watching the video, it just happened.
I was sticking out my tongue and making funny faces. Okay, so Sarah Vabulous, the Catholic Drinky, and Steve Nelson, Everything Esteban, they use Bluehost for their hosting, and they love it, don't you?
Oh, I love Bluehost. Every time I've had to call them for something that I screwed up, they fixed it, no problem.
Excellent. So, take it from them. If you're looking for a web hosting service, Bluehost.com is a place to go. We thank them for their support of SQPN. All right, there we go. Wow, that was really, really difficult, and people are making fun of me in the chat room saying, man, he's rusty. No, I am not rusty. Jeff. I'm Jeff. Thank you very much. All right.
He was not in the Christmas Vacation movie.
All right. We were talking about decorations during Holy Week and all that kind of stuff. Well, you know what? We haven't heard from Sarah in a while. What have you been up to, Sarah?
Well, what have I been up to? I've been busy promoting my book with people. So, you know, if you have a blog or something, I would love for you to talk about my book on your blog, or a fellow podcaster. I've been doing some podcasting. Also, I went to San Francisco for work last week, and that was super fun. And I tried out a couple of new social media apps like Meerkat and Periscope. Mm-hmm. And so those are pretty cool, doing some live broadcasting. I drove across the Golden Gate Bridge on Friday night and did a live broadcast of that. So that was kind of fun.
So,
and, you know, just, I don't know, I'm just busy with life. I don't know what I do all the time, but I'm busy.
That's good. It's good to be busy with life.
I don't know what I do, but I'm busy doing
it. Well, I mean, I went to Korea this week and we went and saw The Passion of St. John in German.
So did
one of us watched it.
Did it keep you rapt? Your attention? Did it keep you like right there the whole time?
I mean, it was so beautiful. Obviously, classical music is awesome, but we were sitting on wooden pews, so it was it got a little uncomfortable at about an hour and 15, hour and 30 into it.
Hey, please tell them what you said about it.
So I really loved it. Don't get me wrong. It's beautiful. I love music like that. It's good for me from a cultural standpoint to like step out
of somewhere.
There's a big one coming.
So the only problem with this is there's several arias during this performance. Okay. So the arias are beautiful. However, they're about 20 words long that they turn into about 15 minutes. So they repeat these 20 words over and over and over. Sometimes they take 5 words and repeat those 5 words for 5 minutes. And so after we finished, I said, Maria, it was so beautiful and I'm so glad that I saw this. However, they aria'd too much.
Have you ever listened to hip hop? That's a good description of hip hop.
It was 3 arias too long.
But in all seriousness, it's so beautiful, and I do love to go to orchestras and those kind of performances because I feel like that's becoming something lost, especially with folks of my generation, and I think it's really good for us to continue to participate in those sorts of things, to hear, you know, beautiful singers, and some of these folks are my age, a little bit younger than me, and so it's just beautiful to see these folks that are going to have careers in music as opera singers, classical singers and things. And so it's really important that we continue to support the arts. So I make a joke that, you know, oh, they aria'd too much, but the bottom line is it's absolutely beautiful. And if you have an opportunity to go and participate and not participate, I can't sing, to go and watch something like this, do it. Like support classical
participate
arts.
By supporting the
yes.
Be patron.
Patron. Yeah, so that's my little soapbox. So I made a joke, but I'm in all seriousness, mm-hmm. I'm so thankful that Maria invited me to go. It was beautiful, and I loved that it was the Passion of St. John because, you know, at Mass yesterday, or not Mass, but at the Solemn Liturgy yesterday, it was St. John. It was the, you know, Gospel of John that was read, and so mm-hmm. I couldn't help but, as they were reading during the liturgy yesterday, relate it back to moments during that performance the other night. And so it was really cool to see the two unified.
Would you like me to demonstrate? I could sing one of the arias for you.
Yeah,
no,
go for
that's
it.
Okay.
Yeah. No,
that's okay. No? In fact, you know, I was thinking.
It went something like German word, German word, German word. Repeat 20 times.
Yeah. So I'm thinking that maybe we'll get Sarah and Maria to do a duet for us.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Okay, only if it can be pre-recorded and we can use auto-tune. So then we can pretend like we're Britney Spears, who apparently can't sing, but auto-tune saves her. So then that's totally fine.
It's about everybody that uses auto-tune. They can't sing and it saves them. I'm sorry. Yeah.
So basically, that's how that's going to have to work.
I'll bring the train whistle.
just think of it. Milli Vanilli's career could have been saved by autotune.
Actually, they have good singing voices.
Just not in English.
It doesn't matter. They have beautiful voices. No, I don't know. They didn't English. Have to. They didn't have to lip sync.
German word. German word. German word.
Yeah, exactly.
Well.
Yes. Lol. Yeah. You know what we're going to do? After the bottom of the hour break, we're going to have a Catholic weekend Catholic quiz. So I'm just teasing you. It'll be not teasing in a, like I'm not kidding or I'm, but man, I should go back to bed and get some more sleep. I can't even speak straight.
Coffee. What
yeah,
coffee
I've already had like two or three cups.
Coffee.
I need one. I need some coffee that has caffeine in it, apparently. Anyway, yes.
What's the use of drinking if it doesn't have caffeine?
No, I do.
Sarah, go to the chat room and read what Allison said.
Oh, no. Is she
Allison is coming. No. She's making fun of herself. Allison is coming to the CNMC, so we'll do a trio.
Right.
Okay. The U.S. Air Force Airman of Note playing Sleaze Factor. Again, appropriate for the show.
Love Sleaze Factor.
All right. Well, now is our opportunity to talk about something that is very important, and that is a very special event coming up called the Catholic New Media Conference, but this year it's more of a celebration. But just wanted you to know that it's not only going to be a celebration, it's going to be a place for you to come and learn as well. Learn new media techniques and stuff from people who have experience with this in the Catholic New Media world. I would say the best people out there putting out great Catholic content. They're going to be there, you know, starting with our opening keynote speaker by Greg Willits. You may have heard of him. And Jennifer is going to be there as well, and she'll be participating in some of the instruction about podcasting. We're going to have instruction, how-to stuff on blogging, podcasting, video, and social media. So if you're wondering about how to do all that, to be take part in the new evangelization, this is the place to go. And we're doing that on the 7th of June, the day after the Eucharistic Congress here in Atlanta. So if you're planning to come out for the CNMC, I definitely advise that you come out a day before so you can take part at least in some of the great stuff going on at the Eucharistic Congress that the Archdiocese of Atlanta puts on every year. And it's really, really good. Great speakers there. You can check all that out by going to archatlanta.com. I think it's the congress.archatlanta.com, I believe, is the website for that. We'll put the link in the show notes. Thanks, Lynn. So what do you think, Maria? Anything else you want to say about the CNMC and what we have in store for all the folks that are going to be lucky to attend?
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a great day of making new friends and seeing old friends. One of the things I've always appreciated about the CNMC is the opportunity for networking and the opportunity for collaboration. I mean, we never would have met Sarah. You know, who would have thought that years later you'd be, you know, on the show? And
I know, right?
We're still wondering how that happened.
We still wonder. Hey, that's okay. I wonder too.
Same thing for Father Corey. You know, we go to these places, we meet people, and then here we are, you know, working together. It's kind of crazy.
Yep.
And it really is a good experience. And it's a good experience to really kind of learn, and not just the talks themselves. And we are going to have some talks that are a little more nuts and bolts, but also learn from people who are doing it. You know, be able to talk to Captain Jeff. You know, how do you put your show together when you're in, you know, remote studio XYZ, you know, out in the middle of whatever city you happen to be in at that moment? How do you handle that? How do you do that? Mm-hmm. You know, things like that. Being able to pick the brains of the people who are doing it so we can learn how to use these social media.
Not
to,
my brain.
Yeah.
Leave Maria's brain out of this.
Yeah. To do the social media, to promote the gospel, to promote the good news.
Exactly. So, you know, we have been promoting a lot, you know, the aspect of it being the 10-year jubilee and kind of a homecoming and a big party and everything else. And trust me, it will have that atmosphere. But
also, I'm premiering my book that weekend. So,
oh, yes. Yes. And you can get signature from the author.
So what does that have to do with anything, Sarah?
What does it not have to do with it?
Well,
I mean, it's all about evangelizing, and my book is. But, you know, and I learned it all from you guys. A lot of my tips and tricks that are in the book, I did learn from you guys. So, you know, to be fair.
what not to do.
To be fair.
I'm so, very fair.
You are. Oh, the fairest one. Hey. Mirror, mirror on the wall.
Yeah, my legs are very fair. I can't wear a dress yet. I'll blind you.
So if you want to see Sarah's blindingly white legs, please put June 7th on your calendar for the Catholic Media.
Wow,
that's a real big.
That was just way too creepy.
Let's be up to Tanner as we speak. Here we go.
This is one of those sad things when not having the video of this broadcast. Sarah's face.
Someone needs to go back and screenshot that.
Oh, I'm sure Mike Kuypers did.
All right. Well, anyway, so you get the point. You need to show up on the 7th of June and join us because we're going to have a great time and you're going to learn a lot. It's going to be a lot of fun and educational. Okay. Now, it is time for the Catholic Weekend. Here, let me get my soundboard up so that I can play the appropriate.
Get your whistle ready, Father.
Yeah, exactly.
I've got Einstein with me so that I can win.
Okay, so today's Catholic Weekend quiz, thank you, Lynn Francisco, for putting this together for us, is questions about Pope John Paul II. And why would we be asking questions about him? Anybody?
Because we just passed the 10th anniversary of his death.
Can you believe that?
Has it been 10 years?
Years?
Yes.
10 years and two popes later.
Well, that makes sense because, you know, the StarQuest Production Network has been around for about 10 years. And it all kind of started when he passed away.
That's right.
All right. Well, so what was... Oh, here. Let me do this first. There we go. What was St. Pope John Paul II's birth name? Now, no answer.
Hang on. Uh-oh.
You're going to be like that. You're going to be like that model on Price is Right.
Okay, Maria. Please.
I pass.
Okay.
Babs, I said it already, Goober.
Oh. Well, then, if that's the case, we'll do this.
Okay, so it's birth mother's name. Oh, Mary.
Carol Joseph Wojtyła. Thank you, Lynn, for putting the phonetic pronunciations on this.
Oh my gosh, Wojtyła. My parish does that for the prayers of the faithful, and I'm so thankful for that because otherwise it would just be so bad.
Okay, so that was an easy one. So let's go a little bit deeper here. So, oops, I didn't mean to play that one. How about? No, I didn't want to play that one either. This one. Where and when was he born?
I know where.
Where?
Poland.
Okay, what?
Where? Katowice.
What?
Oh. The town of Katowice.
Ah, or Wadowice, according to Lynn. Thank you, that's correct. And what?
Steve knows it in Italian.
What? Yes.
I've actually been there. They say Wadowice.
Oh, do they? Okay.
Or Wadowice or something, but okay. Not what you said.
Okay, well, I have no idea. Okay, and May 18th, 1920 was when he was born.
1920.
Yeah. Oh, those crazy 20s. Wow. Okay, here's another one. It is said that this Pope, may have been one of the world's biggest hipsters. What item or items did he wear that would have given him this Chucks. Title?
Oh, come on.
Come on. You guys can do it.
I knew that one.
The Chucks. What else?
He had a hat, too, didn't he?
Yeah.
He wore fedoras, a hipster beanie, hipster glasses. That's enough of that.
Maria's a cheater. Why am I a cheater?
Don't you have to wait for the question to be finished?
Oh, are we supposed to be buzzing?
Yeah, I gotta buzz in.
Oh, yeah. So do y'all have your little... Okay. So everybody,
I'm gonna quit because
here's my buzzer.
Okay, well, I'm not administering this very well. So this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna pick somebody to before I ask the question.
I'm not gonna talk. I'm just that's all right.
No, you have to buzz in. Listen, I run quiz shows about once a quarter on my team calls at work. I know how to do this.
Okay, well then, go ahead, Sarah. Run the show.
I'm gonna administer them next time. I don't have the show notes up.
Okay, here we go. So you have to buzz in. Okay, so don't just yell out the answer. Buzz in, okay? Before he was a priest, he did a lot of this activity. What was it?
Babs.
Okay, Steve.
You did not buzz in, Babs.
I said my name. That counts.
No, you didn't buzz.
Steve buzzed. Go ahead, Steve.
I did. Before he was a priest?
Yes.
He was an actor.
Yes, he was. And the other acceptable answer was he did some physical labor as well. What was that? Does anybody know? Where did he work?
I know that one, too.
A ditch digger.
And while here, Lynn says he was a stone quarry worker.
Mm-hmm. He was forced to work in a quarry by the Nazis.
Oh, okay. Let's see. How many different countries did John Paul II visit during his pontificate?
To the Googles.
This is a tough one. I mean, it's a lot of countries. Okay.
75.
Sarah?
Sarah buzz.
I'm just making a really random guess. 23.
No, a lot higher. And and Steve said 75, and it's a lot higher than that as well.
153.
Less than that. 129.
Wow.
Ooh. Holy cow.
Are there that many countries?
Yeah. Wow. Really? 129 countries. That's amazing.
I bet some of the countries don't exist anymore.
That's probably true.
Yeah, that is true. So, you know, he reigned 26 years, 5 months, and 18 days, but he was not the longest reigning pope. To whom does this distinction belong? Okay. Father Corey?
St. Peter.
Well, okay. Yes.
Okay, St. Peter traditionally gets that.
Yeah, anyway. I think, you know what, you're right, technically. But besides, because St. Peter was said to have ruled for 37 years, depending on your source. But so that is true. But what about besides the original Pope, St. Peter?
Oh, well.
Well. But it's so close to that. No?
One of the Clements? No.
What's the name of your parish? Oh, wait, go ahead, Steve. Steve?
Oh, I was going to say one of the St. Leos, but...
Nope, it's Pius? Pope Pius IX, who reigned for 31 years, 7 months, and 23 days from 1846 to 1878. Wow. That is a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. John Paul II was shot on May 13th, 1981. What is significant about May 13th? You go ahead.
It is Our Lady of Fatima appearance. And so that said that Mary protected the Pope since the bullet just like missed his heart.
That is absolutely correct. So I'm going to give you the bell for that.
Hey, do you know a piece of trivia about that? You know that the bullet is part of her crown?
Mm-hmm.
No?
Mm-hmm.
That's neat. Okay. Any more? You want me to do? I think we did just about every one of these questions. Let me see. When John Paul II was elected Pope in 1978, he was the first non-Italian Pope in how many years? It's a big number. Okay.
500
years.
Almost. 455. Pope Adrian VI from the Netherlands was the previous non-Italian Pope. Wait, I hear Siri.
Siri.
Uh-oh.
Cheater, cheater.
No, I wasn't cheating. I was following a tweet. I can't say it on the air.
So you must screenshot and send it to me then.
Yes.
Okay. How many languages did John Paul II speak fluently?
All of them.
All yeah. Of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 12.
Such wow. A
no, 11. I'm sorry.
Man.
11.
Man. Oh my gosh. Can you imagine having his intellect?
No. Polish, Slavic, Russian, Italian, Latin, French, Spanish, Portuguese, German, Ukrainian, and English.
Wow.
That's amazing. Wow. And finally,
some of us can't speak one language well.
And what famous priest was born on the 5th of April?
That would be, I don't know who that is.
Well, okay, go ahead. Buzz in.
That, meh.
Yeah, go ahead.
What a compliant bunch we are.
Steve, who is that famous priest born on the 5th of April?
Oh, come on. That'd be Father Roderick von Hogan.
Yes. There we go. It's Father Roderick's birthday on Sunday, the 5th of April, which happens also to be Easter this year.
Yeah.
Woo. Yeah, so happy birthday, Father. Thought we'd throw you in with the Pope John Paul II quiz. All right.
Who has the best buzzer out of all of us? I think Steve.
It's a buzzer with disdain.
Yeah, he just sounds like the wrong answer sound.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry. That's not correct.
And you guys are so critical.
But it's lovingly critical.
No, but it's fun. No, it's all in good, yeah. All in good
none
fun.
None of that.
It's fun. So thank you, Lynn, for putting those questions together for us. And yeah, it's really hard to believe that it's already been 10 years since John Paul II's passing on to the heavenly kingdom. So, well, what do you think? Is there anything else we'd like to talk about before? What are you guys doing? Anything special for either today and or tomorrow? What are your plans for this weekend? I know
I'm going to the Easter Vigil.
Yay!
And then going to have brunch with my family tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Where are you going to have brunch?
Ye Old Country Club.
Ye Old Country Club.
Ye Old Country Club.
Excellent.
My parents are members of the Atlanta Athletic Club, so we're going there. They have a great brunch.
Cool.
Sounds nice. Steve, what are your plans?
My sister and I are going to have lunch tomorrow with my aunt at the assisted living place that she lives at. And also be celebrating my goddaughter Helen's 4th birthday tomorrow.
Oh,
nice. Nice.
Today, the 5th. Tomorrow. Tomorrow's her birthday.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Excellent. The same day as Father Roderick. How about that?
Yeah.
Can you believe it? Okay. Great. How about, I know Father Corey, you're probably going to be busy doing like celebrating liturgy and that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Easter Vigil and then 3 masses tomorrow and yeah, my usual weekend.
Do you have a deacon at your parish?
I don't.
Okay. So it's all on you.
We just got the diaconate program going again in this diocese about 4 or 5 years ago. So we don't have a lot of deacons. I'm trying to push a couple of gentlemen in the parish to consider it very strongly. We're even having a kind of a come and see night, you know, information night here in May with the head of the diaconate program to try to drum up some interest, see if we can get a couple of guys to consider it. It'd be really nice to have a deacon.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe now they're not going to be watching this show, but if they are, hey, be a deacon at Father Corey's parish.
They know who they are because I've hinted very strongly.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to sing The exultant?
I'm not. I'm being lazy on that because I haven't really taken the time to learn it. Full disclosure.
I think it'd be terrifying.
The new version of it. I would love to do it.
Isn't Father Roderick doing?
I don't know.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, I got the old translation down pretty good. I had that learned and not really memorized, but I had it down pretty well. And of course, new translation came out. I've just been too lazy to actually, you know, learn it again. So I just recite it.
Lame.
Yeah. I do all 7 readings. So.
Yeah.
Well, there's that.
All right. And Maria, what are your plans?
We are going to the vigil tonight. Two of our kids are coming home to go to Mass with us tonight. So we're probably going to do a very early dinner or a very late lunch when they get here. And then they're going back home because they've got their activities tomorrow. So, nothing like life with adult children. So John and I will probably have a nice little brunch tomorrow and hang out. But we'll be going to Mass tonight. So the big question is, what's the fire going to look like? Because we've had such a lame fire in a brass bird bath in past years.
You want to know what's sad? Because I want a seat in the Easter Vigil, I've never been able to see the fire.
Oh.
You know what I always wanted to do?
It's worth more than the seat.
I want to come up with like a stick with a marshmallow on it. You know, like it.
Then you'd be eating a blessed marshmallow.
Yeah.
Or a sacrilegious marshmallow.
Yes, that I think we'll go with two.
All right. Well, you know what that time or what the time is right now? Yes, the picks of the week. So, who wants to go first? I'll go first.
Okay.
Because I actually have one. I'm excited about it.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Got an email a couple of weeks ago from somebody promoting a musical group, a young boys choir, and the name of their choir is Libera, and let me play a little bit of the YouTube of them and what they're doing here in the United States. Okay, so here we go, and hopefully this will work. All right, and hit the play button, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey.
Can you hear that?
Good.
Can you? Okay. Is it showing up on the screen?
Nope.
No? Oh, it should be. Oh. Hey. Listen to this beautiful music.
And watch us where we go. And help us to be wise. In times when we don't know.
I meant to play this from the very beginning. Oh, you know what? It switched to a different video. Anyway, that's a little bit of their music and their singing. And I'm going to see if I can find the actual video that I wanted to play. Just hang in there with me if you don't mind. What a fail, huh?
So okay. Who are these?
Choo-choo!
Yeah, exactly.
Man, I had this all set up and everything. All I had to do is just go to this page and hit the play button. Gosh darn it.
It was very beautiful what you played.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. But it was them. You know, at least I got the right group.
It probably did the YouTube autoplay thing where it went on to another video.
It did. I guess it was playing all the time and then it just switched on to the next one or something. I don't know. So let me...
that's so dangerous for something like
this. Oh, I always have to click that off button or you'll sit there and flip and flip and flip.
Where is that email now? God, what a terrible fail this is. I'm sorry.
Actually, why don't somebody else go while Jeff gets himself?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, how about you, Sarah?
I do have a pick of the week, but I think it's a little bit inappropriate.
Okay.
That just makes it perfect. Go ahead.
So heads up, like if you don't have a little bit of a sense of humor, this one won't work for you. But there is an Instagram account that I think is the most hilarious thing ever, and I just love it so much. And so it's this girl who lives in Toronto. So shout out to Father Daryl, you crazy Canadians. Because what she's done is she has this skeleton that she just took a couple of pictures of one time, and it just got really popular. And so she created this Instagram account called OMG Literally Dead. And so she's got the skeleton, and whose name is Skelly. And she has the skeleton do the most basic thing. So basic right now is a term that a lot of the kids are using to talk about like what white girls do, like every white girl does. So wearing certain clothes, you know, posting pictures of their coffee, or just everything that basic white girls post on social media. So it's really, really funny. And yesterday, I think it might have been my favorite one ever. She posted a picture of this skeleton on vacation in Florida driving a golf cart. And she's like, I'm going to get a tan. It looks like this.
Nice.
And I just, this account just it makes me so happy. And so if you have Instagram, OMG Literally Dead has 252,000 followers. And it's just, and she made a website for it now, and a Facebook page and a Twitter account. And Brilliant. It's just like a whole thing. So, you know, but you have to have a sense of humor, because she does use sometimes like inappropriate language or a joke here and there. So just have a good sense of humor about it. It's not friendly for children, but it's really, really funny.
Excellent. What was that again? What was her Instagram account?
OMG Literally Dead, which is why it's funny, because literally is a you is a
literally
everyone is using incorrectly lately.
Literally.
And then it's just the skeleton, because she is literally dead. So it's just funny. I mean, like, this for Valentine's Day. I know it's not February yet, but Valentine's Day is coming, and I literally can't wait.
All right. I think I'm ready.
This is why the internet was created, you guys. I mean, she has a picture of one of them, like, in a sauna. A long, cold day like this, one can just chill you right to the bone. This girl is a genius who's running this account. So, seriously, you just... It's so funny. It's my twisted sense of humor. So if you don't share that, I'm sorry, but it's hilarious.
That was good.
Excellent. Thank you, Sarah, I think. All right, here we go.
Hello, I'm Sam.
I'm Kieran.
And I'm Alex.
And together, we're Libra. Joyful, joyful.
We've traveled all the way from London for our first production for PBS to be recorded in the US.
We are in Washington, D.C. to do a live concert, which is also getting filmed, in the Basilica of the National Shrine of Immaculate Conception.
Music is, well, Libra-like. A sound that is both ancient and modern.
As the concerts are being filmed, there are a lot of cameras around, and we're about to show you what it's like behind the scenes.
Beautiful music, beautiful voices, and if you want to see more of the video, we'll have a link to that in the show notes, and you can watch the rest of it, all the behind-the-scenes stuff going on.
And a beautiful location to record at as well. The National Shrine is my absolute favorite place in D.C. Immaculate Conception.
They are going to be, they're also, I think, tonight in San Antonio. And on Friday of this coming week, they're on the 10th? The 10th of April, they'll be here in Atlanta. So I'm hoping I'll be able to go and see that myself.
Where are they in Atlanta?
They are at, let me look here, the Woodruff Center Symphony Hall, April 10th.
Maybe I'll go with you if you want.
Okay. That'd be fun, huh?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Let's have a musical meetup.
Okay, let's do that. All right. So we'll talk about that after the show. How about?
Hey, maybe Sarah wants to go too. Is she in the chat room?
I think she might be. Sarah Boyle, are you there? Raise your hand, please. Okay, let's see. I'm going to the chat room. I think I saw somebody say a shout out to Sarah.
Who else is in Atlanta?
Yeah, anybody listening who happens to be in the Atlanta area.
Let's all get together for coffee afterwards or something else.
Okay, sounds good. That's a great plan. Okay.
A little plus, huh?
Absolutely. A little plus. All right, so that's my pick of the week. Coffee. Libera.
That's a good pick.
Yeah, okay. So who wants to go next?
I can go next.
Okay, go, Father.
So my pick is a book that I recently ordered and got. It's called The Manual for Spiritual Warfare. And it's a nice little book, this leather-bound.
Looks like a sword.
Nice, embossed, nice sword on the front in the shape of the cross, of course. It's a wonderful little book. One thing I don't think we've covered as much in the church is the need is spiritual warfare, the fact that we are in a spiritual battle between good and evil. And that's not something that was thrown away by the Second Vatican Council, much as some of the bleeding hearts, I'm sorry, I have to say it that way, but the bleeding hearts in the church would like you to believe. There is a battle between good and evil, and we are in the middle of it. And the consequence of this battle is our souls. So this is a nice little book. Just started looking at it. My DRE also, I ordered one for her at the same time. She's been reading it and just loves it. It's the first half of it is knowing about spiritual warfare. What do we need to do preparing for this spiritual battle? And it really is set up as talking about preparing for war. So know your enemy, know your battle, know your commander and comrades, know your weapons, know the armor. Keep the enemy out of the camp. Very much what you'd almost think like an army would be talking about, things they'd be talking about. And then the second part is aids in battle. And this is things about church teaching about spiritual warfare, scriptures for the battle, help from the saints, quotes from the saints, prayers, devotions, and hymns for the battle. So very nice little book. As you can see, it is a very nice book. It's leather bound. It's very, not really pocket size, but it could fit in a purse or a suitcase or
a man bag.
I was going to say a backpack. Easier. I don't do man bags. I do backpacks. But just something you can keep with you and read and have these resources. So the link will be in the show notes, including a link to the Amazon site for SQPN. But it's very much a nice little book, and I think it's something that every Catholic should really be thinking about, because spiritual warfare is real, and our souls are at risk. So we need to get armed up.
Excellent. But what about love?
Nah.
Nah.
Oops. It's interesting you brought that up, Father, because my pick of the week. Boy, had an accent there all of a sudden.
Cool.
My pick of the week.
The Irish horse. Touche.
The end of the show.
Wow. The end.
Sorry about that. Okay. Thank you, Father. And how can we get that ourselves?
There'll be a link in the show notes to the Amazon site for SQPN, where you could order it off of Amazon with Prime shipping and all that good stuff.
Excellent. Thank you, sir. Let's see. Maria?
Yes, sir. I have a delightful book this week. You guys know Margaret Reilly. She's one of my Facebook friends. She's a master gardener, and I just love her name because every time she likes something that I post, she really, really likes it.
Or do you say really? Really?
Really? Really?
Literally likes it.
Literally really likes it. And her book is A Gardener's Spiritual Almanac. And I reviewed it on my blog a couple of weeks ago, and then I never came on the show to follow up with a pick of the week. But that's my pick of the week. Actually, it's my pick of the year because I don't know if you guys have been following on my blog. I post pictures of our garden. John has really been working over the last few years to build a little retreat for us in the backyard. And so I'm always posting things to Margaret, and she's very helpful. And she'd written a book a couple of years ago that we followed, trying to make a prayerful little area in our backyard. But this book is really amazing because it goes through the liturgical seasons as well as the growing season together. Mm-hmm. And so she has some beautiful recommendations for what to grow when, as a gardener, but also with some recommendations for things to grow that can help you build a spiritual place in your yard. And it's really cool. It's really very, very neat. And it's chock full of scripture and church history and little quotes and things that are inspiring. So get it. It's a fantastic book. And I'm just, as a matter of fact, I'll tell you what. I have an extra copy that I'll be happy to give away to anyone who posts a comment on our show notes page, and I'll announce a winner next week.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Maria. That's awfully
kind. Should we have a deadline? I guess April 10th at midnight.
Okay.
Comment by April 10th at midnight, and on the 11th when we do our show, I'll give away a copy.
Cool. Wow. Cool. It's almost like a real show we're doing.
It's like a real show. Yeah.
Yeah. Neat.
Okay. As I went with a stupid Instagram account, I feel like I need to roll with
it. Steve.
Redemption is the same.
Steve, what's your pick?
Oh, I gave mine when you were doing Kumbaya.
That's right. I'm sorry. I was so busy trying to find the... Wait a minute. Hey. You got me.
Can I make a PSA real quick?
Yes.
So NBC has a Bible series coming out on Sunday night, Easter evening at 9:00. It's called AD, The Bible Continues. And I got a preview of it through Clout. And it's pretty cool. So I'm pretty excited about it. And I saw that Lisa Handy also blogged about it. So set your DVRs for Sunday evening, but 9 p.m. on NBC.
Excellent.
Okay. Very good. Thank you for that PSA. And Steve, now I recall that you have not given your pick of the week.
Well, it's kind of a sort of a corollary to what Father was talking about is here in Oklahoma, we're coming up on the 20th anniversary of the Murrah building bombing.
Oh, yeah.
And, that it's still very raw here in Oklahoma, even 20 years later. And if you go to the National, let me say this correctly, the Oklahoma City National Memorial.org, Oklahoma City National Memorial.org, they are promoting something called Committing to the Oklahoma Standard. And the reason I bring it up here is because it seems kind of Catholic to me in the intent, is they want people here, or actually people anywhere, to honor the memory of those that were killed by doing an act of service, an act of honor, and an act of kindness during the month of April as a way of showing sort of defiance in the face of terrorism. And so it seems it has sort of a Catholic feel to me, so that's why I mentioned it here. So if you're interested in learning more about what happened on April 19th, 1995, and this whole idea of what the Oklahoma Standard is, I encourage you to go look at that website.
And speaking of websites, your website is everythingesteban.com.
Yes, it is.
And I have a question for you, Steve. Uh-huh. Do you have any resonating thoughts?
Occasionally.
Okay. And exactly what does, quote, "be worried if you lead by policies and procedures," unquote?
Oh, the reason I posted that is because there's more to leadership than just following the rules.
Exactly. But what spurred that comment? I read that and I went, okay, elaborate, please.
I can't even remember now where I saw that, but it just struck me as like, a lot of the people that I work with are leaders, but let's just say that we encourage them to think outside of the box and not always be bound by, we've always done it this way, mm-hmm. sort of thing. And so that, I think it just struck me that day as like, leadership is more than just following the rules. Sometimes you have to have compassion and mercy and things that require you to think outside of the rules.
Right. I guess it's a difference between managing and leading, right?
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, if you want to read more of that kind of thing, these deep thoughts from Steve, head over to everythingesteban.com And you can find him, Steve_Nelson, on the Twitters. Yep. And Steve Nelson on Facebook, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. He's not on Facebook, so forget it. So thank you, Steve.
Facebook.
And Father Corey, how can we find out more from you on the digital spectrum?
Well, I post all my homilies at frcorey.org, frcorey.org. And I can be found on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, though my Instagram's not as cool as OMG Literally Dead. at frcorysticha, last name spelled STICHA.
Thank you, Father. And blessings this Triduum and Easter Sunday.
Thank you all.
Let's see. Maria Johnson, another cup of coffee.
Yeah. You can follow me at Twitter at BEGO, Bego. And I invite you to look at my blog, begojohnson.com, another cup of coffee. I've been doing a series of photographs that I've participated in a Lenten Instagram photo journal. And the challenge was to post one picture a day throughout the 40 days of Lent. And I only missed a couple, I think, when I was hospitalized. But it's been a real neat journey for me to think about how I can represent a word in a picture. And so go check it out.
Okay, we will. And finally, Catholic Drinky, Sarah Vabulous.
You can find me at catholicdrinky.com, where I took a 2-week hiatus for blogging because I went to San Francisco and this and that. But I actually am posting almost every day. Hooray. And also on Twitter at catholicdrinky.
Excellent. And if you're interested in aviation podcasts and with a slant on the airline world, check out airlinepilotguy.com. And sounds like we're getting close to the end here. So hope everybody has a great holy weekend, a great Catholic weekend. Take care and God bless.
SQPN, leading the way in Catholic new media.